On April 7th, the Rwandan government began to produce events to reinforce the Rwandan government's official, constitutionally codified and legally enforced account of the 1994 Rwandan genocide, as it does every year. These events continue for 100 days from April 7th into the first week of June and take place around the world, including one here in the East Bay city of Antioch. The New Time of Rwanda, one of several state-sanctioned media outlets, report that a monument has been built on the banks of the river Nyabarongo in memory of victims of the 1994 genocide against the Tutsis who were dumped into the waters. KPFA's Anne Garrison reports that the story is disputed, with evidence that the victims were actually Hutus rather than Tutsis.
Rwanda's Nyabarongo River is the largest tributary to the Akagera River that carried the massacred Rwandan refugees' bodies into Lake Victoria in Uganda in 1994. Peter Erlander, former National Lawyers Guild president and former defense counsel at the International Criminal Tribunal in Rwanda, quotes the Prutsalis report produced by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees as evidence that the truth of this story is not that now commemorated by a monument in Rwanda.
Let me quote from the Prutsalis report to UNHCR. He said, "The RPF came and called for a peace meeting. Those who did not participate voluntarily were forced to the meeting. At the school, people were tied together three by three, men, women, children, and stabbed. The bodies were put on trucks and thrown into the Kagera River north of the Rusumo Bridge," unquote. These reports were received in areas that the RPF was occupying early in the war and in the areas that they occupied in the eastern part of Rwanda. Now, in addition to that, Prutsalis also wrote that the RPF, this is his quote now, comes at 5 o'clock in the morning, waiting for the villagers to open their doors. Villagers are caught and taken away to the river by trucks. No one has ever returned. Refugees of the area have seen people being tied together and thrown into the river. It seems as if guns are only used if somebody tries to escape. Now, these bodies floating in the Kagera River, many people will remember from the terrible visuals of the Rwanda genocide, but those visions of the bodies floating in the river were said to be Tutsi bodies, but we now know because of these UNHCR reports that were made public during the UN trial, those actually were Hutu bodies.
The Prutsalis report was, as Erlander said, presented as evidence at the International Criminal Tribunal in Rwanda, and it is included in Erlander's book, Accidental Genocide, a Compendium of Evidentiary Documents. Remigius Kintu of the Ugandan Democratic Coalition also confirms that the bodies that floated down the river into Uganda were in fact those of Hutu victims.
The Hutus who were trying to escape the slaughter had three options, either to go down south into Burundi or to go east into Tanzania or to go into Congo through Goma. Now, the ones who ran into Tanzania, they were met at the bridge, and then the Hutus who were trying to flee into Tanzania were captured by the Tutsi forces, which had already captured that territory, dumped them in the river. And these are the people who floated down the river into Lake Victoria and Uganda. And then Paul Kagame and the Museveni and their benefactors outside paraded these dead bodies as these are the Tutsis who have been killed by the Hutus, when it is the other way around.
That was Remigius Kintu of the Ugandan Democratic Coalition. The official story of the Rwandan genocide has been used to justify Rwandan President Paul Kagame's brutal dictatorship in Rwanda, the imprisonment of Victoire Ingabire and many other political prisoners in Rwanda, the death of millions in wars waged by Rwanda and Uganda in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the destabilization of Burundi, and wars waged by the U.S. and its NATO partners with urgencies about the moral obligation to, quote-unquote, stop the next Rwanda. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.